Lord, I fall on your mercy. I have nowhere else to go. Please forgive me for wasting time and help me make the best use of the time left to me. Amen. Dear ones, this is a confession. I don't know how I allowed this to happen, but I slacked off for 3 or 4 days last week as far as working on music goes. Maybe that's because of all the controversy on the channel, and I was kind of emotionally worked up trying to keep up with everyone, and it really did wear me out. But still, I don't believe that's an excuse to cover it all. I realized how precious that time was when the Lord started bringing up the rapture, and that I didn't use it the way I should have. I laid down on the job and slept and ate and slept and ate. Tiramisu, by the way, was not fasting. So I have a lot of making up to do. And I couldn't bring myself to sit at the keyboard to finish a really special song that I've made for you. So I'm asking you to please forgive me, dear family, and please pray that I won't allow myself to do these foolish things. So this morning, after I had interceded for several people, and by the way, I'd slacked off on prayer for 2 days too. This morning, after I had interceded for several people, and the president and the world, I began my rosary. I couldn't settle on which events in Jesus' life to focus on during the prayer, so I made some up, reflecting on his fast when he went out into the desert, how he called the first apostles, and how they responded. And then I really lost track of the mysteries because I was repenting with tears over my foolishness. Time is so precious. Then Our Lady became visible, which surprised me, that she bent down and dried my tears. I have blown it so badly, I said to her. She replied, yes, but you have today. Do what you can today. Do it with all your heart, Claire. Don't allow yourself to be enticed by curiosity and sidetracks. You have so much to give. Don't let time slip through your fingers like sand. Rather, make sandcastles to the Lord, monuments of your love for him. To everything there is an ebb and flow. You have so much to give. Give it with joy. Be resolute. Don't waste any more time. Give with joy all that you have to give. Mother, I cannot believe that we are out of time. It just doesn't make sense. That's why I can't believe it. She replied, God's ways do not make sense to human intelligence. But I want to encourage you from today forward. Claire, give it your best. And leave the rest to his mercy. You know he is merciful. You are very, very little, very, very weak, very insufficient for this job. That's why you keep falling. Rely more on his strength. When you get to the end of your own, fall on his mercy. He waits for you to repent and fall on his mercy so he can change things to your advantage. So much depends on prayer, so very much. And as you lead this flock, make it known to them that he doesn't want to call the end to it now, but lack of prayer and commitment has created a void where the enemy can insert himself to the detriment of all. You cannot change that alone. No, it takes an army of intercessors to make up for this breach. Perhaps in his mercy he will allow a wake-up call rather than the rapture. But you must remember, Scripture will be fulfilled, and there are many forces at work here. Just for today, and each day left to you, when you wake up, commit to doing all that He wants done. Put your heart behind it and work with holy resolve that you will minister in song the messages He's given you. You will stay with it until it's done. You will call for help where your strength leaves off. Rather than giving up, you will press in. You will work to complete what you've been given. You are only human, so apply yourself with all you have and leave the rest to Him. He sees your efforts, your obstacles, and longs to strengthen you to finish your race. So call on Him in this manner. Lord, You've given me a race to run. I'm not even halfway through it, and already I am weak and weary. Lift me up, Lord, above my adversaries and all the forces against me. Lift me up, please, that I might be faithful to You. Amen. Now go in peace. I have spoken to you on behalf of my Son. Be encouraged to pick yourself up one more time from your fall and recommit. He longs to strengthen you, Claire. He longs for this. And sadly, you cannot do this alone. And you forget to come to Him for strength, thinking you can. This is where you are missing it. You rely too much on yourself. Thank you, Mother. Mary answered, You see how little I am? She is very short, by the way. And what I've been able to accomplish, it's all grace from Him. It's all His strength, His anointing, His provision, every last bit. Never could I have succeeded in my earthly mission without His strength. Let that be a lesson to you as well. Only when you abide in the vine and depend totally on its nourishment can you produce fruit. So abide, my dear one, and count on Him. He will wipe away all your tears. Then I addressed the Lord, curious to see if He would answer me, because I do feel pretty much out of sorts with Him. And I said, Lord, please forgive me, and forgive that I might fall again, but with Your help, I will stand. Jesus replied, I am here for you, Claire. Beloved Claire, I have not turned my back on you. But I am cheering you on, even as my mother has tried to do for you. I have sent her to have this conversation with you so that the skeptical heart dwellers could see there is nothing to fear from her. She has never stolen my glory. She has always brought souls closer to me and into my embrace, even as you have, Claire. And I am so very grateful to you for your mission on this earth. You resemble her very much, always looking out for others to connect with me. You have no idea of what is waiting for you. I am asking you to rejoice over what you have been able to accomplish and stop weeping over what is not yet done. I am asking this of you, dearest. Please know that you have done much for me, and I am well pleased with you. In the little time that is left to you, would you please do what you can? Would you please, every day, try to finish a song? It doesn't have to be perfect. Once it is sung, I can send others to sing it more perfectly. But at least they will have the song in your voice, which is precious to me. With all its cracks and fizzles. Stay hydrated. There is much more to your voice than you can express when you are dehydrated. And then the Lord began to address all of us, heart dwellers. If some of you are hurting because you are not ready, pray for an extension of time. But understand, the Antichrist has made himself known to the world. The stage is set, and slowing it down is no easy task. For you, it is like rolling the stone from my tomb up the hill of Calvary, single-handed. I need much more prayer than I'm getting from you, my people. I need much more fasting and the effort, much more travail. My mother has spoken the truth. There is a void where there should be prayers, and everyone seems to have grown weary of applying themselves. Boy, I'm sure guilty of that. I have had to pull some suffering from vessels and give it to others, but I wish more would volunteer to take it on. Remember inconveniences of every sort are sufferings too. Harsh words from others are sufferings. Having to wait is suffering. It's not just all about sickness. It has to do with denying yourself and picking up your cross in any form it comes to you. Anytime there is suffering, there is grace being released. So, my cherished vessels, do what you can for your people and the world. The fate is not yet sealed, but it is impending. Your tiny contribution makes a very big difference. I love you all so deeply that there is not a second I do not shed a tear for your sufferings. Pray for more time, more grace, more mercy, and back it up. At the very least, it will be applied to souls who have no one to pray for them. And that was the end of his message. And I just want to add, my precious family, some of us are beginning to sound like Pharisees on the channel. And I'm not going to answer the same questions over and over again. They'll just be deleted. But now we have a playlist of everything the Lord has told us about Mary. So go ahead and check my playlist for Mary out and listen to it, and you'll find the answers you're looking for. The Lord bless you all, and I'm working on a song for you and the next Mary video as well. God bless you all. And I want to take a moment to thank those who have contributed to the ministry. We've been able to help a lot of people because of your help. We just bought several loads of firewood for families out on the mesa who are very, very poor. They have children and they're burning sagebrush to keep themselves warm. But we've got a woodcutter that works with us and he gets some very nice wood. So thank you so much for taking care of our needs and the needs of the poor.